Welcome back to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the 100th birthday of UT El Paso. Our guest today is Kerry Doyle. She is the director of the Rubin Center for Visual Arts right here on campus. Kerry, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here, Keith.
Tell us very quickly, what is the Rubin Center and what is your particular interest in research?
The Rubin Center for the Visual Arts is a place where we use arts, contemporary arts in particular, as a catalyst for discussing issues of importance to our world, interdisciplinary issues.
Mm-hmm. So you interact with people in economics, you interact with border control, you interact with
political science, with science,
interdisciplinary,
with literature, everything.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what your plans are for the near future.
We've been really focusing on our interdisciplinary partnerships both on and off campus. So most of the programming we're doing over the next couple of years reflects that in terms of the exhibitions as well as the kind of lectures and symposium and things that we do. One of the things I'd like to share this morning is our 2015 and 2016 year, in which we're really going to be focusing on the intersections between art and science. And that's beginning with a large exhibition and conference series that's called Territory of the Imagination. It's artists that are dealing with space and space technology. And we will be hosting up to 7 different artists, mostly from Latin America, as well as scientists from Latin America and from the United States, to discuss the places where artists and scientists meet in space.
What does that mean, where artists and scientists meet in space? I don't suppose they're going up to the International Space Station, so explain that.
No, so Territory of the Imagination is a phrase that was coined by a former director of NSF to talk about the ways that artists and scientists are alike, the ways in which their research is alike, the way they ask questions of the world. The artists that we're dealing with, some of them are actually going to be doing zero gravity projects, so they've been working for a year in Mexico City on projects that have to do with zero gravity, and they're going to go up into zero gravity at Star City in Russia. We have other artists that are working into hacking into satellites and sort of getting information from satellites and using that in artistic ways, and that includes a group called Astro Vandalistas from Mexico.
Hacking into the computer systems of other people's property.
Hacking into, isn't that a nice way to put it, but hacking into data that's available from satellites from the ground so that people can kind of hack into information and technology and waves that are coming back into space and then using those in artistic ways.
So and just dwell on that for one moment. So this is with the full knowledge that the people whose satellite it is know it's going to happen.
No, it's not. It's okay. So they're.
Well, it's quite anarchic.
They're political space activists and sort of asking the question about whether or not outer space belongs to companies and corporations and nations, or whether or not people should have access to what's happening in space.
But you're also doing some interactive programs with scientists right here on campus.
Yeah, so I'm in some early conversations with Arshad Khan from the Department of Biology about creating an exhibition that looks at the way that historical and contemporary artists imagine and illustrate the brain and the nervous system. And so that's something that we're very excited about and kind of opening up that conversation both from an artistic point of view as well as a scientific point of view.
There are scientists who are sort of putting fluorophores, fluorescent molecules, into the brain. And so you see all different colors as people think about things. That would be an interesting
visual. Yeah, it's a place really where technology has become very artistic and has reached new heights visually at the same time that artists are interested in mapping these things as well. So it's an interesting point of intersection.
I think you've got the best job on campus, Kerry Doyle. You're the director of the Rubin Center for Visual Arts. I thank you for being here on the program.
Great.
This is 100 at 100, research for our next century to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. And my name is Keith Pannell.
Thank you.